sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends in Christ, Holy Trinity is kind of a tough one. It's the only Sunday in the church year based on something that you can't exactly point to in Scripture. You have to argue that it's there. You can't simply turn to a page and see the word Trinity. It's always fitting, I think, that Holy Trinity Sunday comes up every year right around our Synod Assembly. Because our creeds, that is the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, the Athanasian Creed, one year on Holy Trinity Sunday, we're going to say that one, but not today. Our creeds, which talk all about the Trinity, were each worked out in early church synod assemblies. Let's just call them that. And any controversy that we've ever had at our church-wide gatherings or conferences or council meetings pale in comparison to those early church synod assemblies. Holy Trinity literally got punched out in those assemblies. And with Christians in unity around the world finally today, we lift up that holy doctrine again. Texts are selected for us today that dance around the doctrine, let's just say. And we try to put something into words about this triune God of ours, one God, three persons. We try to say something about what cannot, by doctrinal teaching, be fully said or ever fully described. Here's what I'm seeing today, again, fear. Fear in these texts, and fear in our world, and in our hearts. Fear is a theme again. All through Easter, the 7 weeks of Easter, we sang as our gospel acclamation. Do you remember? Jesus and countless angels, Easter words, be not afraid. Remember that? Be not afraid. Sing out for joy. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Be not afraid, sing out for joy, Christ is risen, alleluia. We sang, be not afraid, and yet how we can still be afraid of things. So many things, running out of gas or toilet paper, getting COVID, failing at just about anything, going to hell, just to name a few things that we can be afraid of. We see fear through today's readings also in the Psalms. God's voice is a bolt of lightning, shaking the wilderness. It sounds like angry Zeus. Paul's letter goes so far as to say that those who fall for fear have a spirit of slavery. Do you have a spirit of slavery? Chained? Tied down, submissive to, abused by fear. Powerful, troubling language. And then there's Nick at night in the Gospel of John. Nicodemus creeping to Jesus in fear at night. So many questions he has. A powerful leader and wise teacher among the Jews. Nicodemus doesn't want to admit in the light and glory of day. Some of his foundations, some of his core tenets are getting wobbly, are crumbling. But at night he sneaks out and whispers them to Jesus. Can you relate to that? Even Isaiah's majestic vision in the first lesson is intimidating, if not downright frightening. What are the things that keep you up at night? The fears that creep in. I'm worried about the future. What's that going to look like for us, for our children, for our church, for the earth? Mostly, what's it going to look like for me and those closest to me, if I'm honest? So much is changing all the time, especially now. As we prepare to return to in-person worship and church soon, We try but struggle to emerge better. As we wrestle with both logistical and missional questions about how to be and do church, yeah, that's keeping me up. Fear. That's just one example. What do we do? And what's all that got to do with this mysterious Holy Trinity? I think we need to be honest about our fears. I think we need to name them, get them out on the table, at least to God, creep to Jesus at night, and then sing anyway. I believe that our hymn singing becomes a Trinitarian antidote to our fears. Stay with me here. It doesn't chase everything away or pretend that they're not there. Rather, it's a kind of a way of breathing through the pain. I have a really good friend who hums when she's nervous. You know, she just... when things are a little awkward, there's something there that's comforting. Or let's... I always am talking. Great theological character in the movies Dory from Finding Nemo, who has that powerful song, "Just Keep Swimming, Just Keep Swimming, Swim." You know, I've talked about that before. I note today, it's a song. She sings when she doesn't know what else to do. There is something mysterious, like Trinitarian mysterious, that happens when we sing together. And today, friends, we sing hymns. Sing hymns that you've requested, hymns that are important to you. Our hymn singing today is a way of finding ourselves in the dance of the Trinity, an antidote to the fear and the anxiety that swirls all around us. On one hand, it's not much. On the other hand, it's everything. Friends in Christ, when we're afraid, we sing. When we don't have the words, we sing. When we're lost, we sing. When we're protesting for justice and peace in this world, we sing. When we're getting arrested and being held in prison like Paul, we sing. When we're reunited again, we sing. And when we are on our deathbeds, we sing. Something about that is so deeply Trinitarian. Just like we know the Bible is Trinitarian but can't exactly point to the word there, there's something mysterious about our singing together. God is alive in and through that. What are the hymns that you love to sing? Do you have them memorized? Maybe that's a good summer project. Pick a few hymns and just discipline yourself to commit them to memory. Because those songs and those words carry us in the music. Sometimes we talk about what hymns you want at your funeral as a way of singling out your favorites. You know, when I hear one I really like, I know I can say this, I want this at my funeral. That's a way of singling out how good that is, how important that is to you, that song, those words that are there, that when the community sings together, it is truly life-giving, life-saving. Sometimes we talk about this, what do we want at our funeral, but I actually wonder today what you want sung to you on your deathbed, right in the face of fear and death. What is that song? Now that's Holy Trinity stuff right there. After we die, we'll be okay, friends. That's, to say the least, more than okay. Funeral music is really for the earthly living still. It's there to comfort them. But as we're dying, as you're dying, that's when we rely on the great, the best songs of our faith. What are those for you? There's Amazing Grace, That's a great one. But there are many, many more in our tradition. You are mine. We sang that last week, the confirmation students, and the week before with the baptism. Be not afraid, sing out for joy. One of my favorites, the day you gave us, Lord, has ended. The night falls at your behest. To you our morning hymns ascended. The darkness hallows now our rest. We pray for God to be with us through the night. Through the night of doubt and sorrow is one of our kids' favorites. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lord Jesus, you shall be my song as I journey. What are the hymns for you that carry you through the questions, the shadows of this life? What do you want sung to you on your deathbed? We're about to sing in our hymn of the day, the song, Come Join the Dance of the Trinity, a song about the Trinity dancing. It imagines Holy Trinity dancing. How do we give ourselves to that? How do we trust it? Nicodemus at night was all questions after verse 2 in this gospel reading. How do we just sing through the questions in the midst of our fears? God's people sing in the midst of our questions. God's people sing. The songs, the music swirls around us, lifts us up and carries us. It unchains us, to use Paul's metaphor. Think about music during quarantine in this last year, how it lifted us up. Free concerts, musicians were doing all these free things. People were encouraged to make music at home. Maybe you did. I have a good friend who was spinning a record every day, talking about that record, sharing that record, that music with people just by text. He couldn't put that on Facebook or anything, but just a text every day where he shares a song. And think about us singing in church, even through the quarantine. Think of all of Esther and Jenny and Laura and Pam's music. What a gift they have been. And even when we didn't have them early on, when we were all quarantined, I know there were days that we had to sing anyway. I think I sang more in 2020 than ever, with daily pastor times, my guitar, with holding evening prayer, writing songs, sharing songs. That's because we were scared. It's because I was scared. And then there was last Sunday, Pentecost. Talk about being carried. Confirmation Day was last Sunday, if you didn't know. And so multiple families were here in the sanctuary with us, about 40 people probably. We were distanced. But it's the first time the sanctuary was filled with voices, more voices beyond just us as worship leaders. These voices lifted together in the gathering hymn last week with spirit of gentleness, and suddenly I couldn't sing. I just got choked up. I just kind of gave myself to that. I let myself be carried after all that time of singing myself, singing to a camera, singing with just a few others, as powerful as that is. Suddenly, voices swelled, swirled around, lifted up, carried me. That's Trinitarian. I can't quite put my finger on it. On one hand, it's not much. On the other hand, it's everything. And it's real. Every Trinity Sunday should be an extra music Sunday. That's how we tap into this mystery of God, the dance of the Triune One. That one is with you. That three in one swirls around in and through you, makes you, calls you, challenges you, sends you, and always, always holds you. Let's sing this with our lives, this day and always. Praise be to God. Amen.
us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical?
That was terrible.
To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.